been murdered. Other friends have flown before. On the morrow he will leave me, as my hopes have flown before. And the bird said nevermore.
You're listening to The Call Podcast with Brandon and Josh.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand new edition of The Call. It is a Baltimore Ravens podcast where we talk anything and everything Baltimore Ravens football. Thank you all for listening to us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player.fm, Overcast. Google Podcasts, Spotify, Facebook, and YouTube. Well, Facebook for about another month, and then they're stopping that. But hey, we'll still put the show out on Facebook for you. Anyway, it is Thursday night. It is schedule release night. It just happened. We're doing an instant reaction podcast.
Please.
It's me and my buddy Josh. I like that. It's very nice. Yes.
Yeah. You like my drumming. Hands off my drum set, Brandon. Hands off my drum set. How you doing, man? You doing good?
I'm doing okay. If you guys think I sound a little bit raspy, I do have to tell you, I did come up COVID positive earlier this week, unfortunately. I'm in day four as we record this, and I recorded my hockey podcast, What the Puck, earlier this week. Dan and Josh have both been great, and they're like, are you sure you really want to do this? And I was like, hey, it's the playoffs of the hockey, and it is the NFL schedule. I'm not missing those shows.
After the Capitals' performance, I think you just want to stop covering that.
Yeah, I'm already plugging in my Razor. They got one game left in their system. This is going to be bad. But here we are.
Who don't follow that? Yeah, they were up 3-0 last night and lost 5-3. So pivotal games. It was game five. And Dire Straits for the Capitals in the first round. So, but definitely check out Brandon's show with the Puck if you don't. It's great. Can't wait to hear that broken down, because that I was like, that was bad hockey.
That is a good expression. Broken down.
We're gonna break down the schedule. Just Brandon's under the weather. I'm gonna do a lot of the heavy lifting for us this evening. But I will say this, you gotta love hate this schedule release, right? Because you get these stupid leaks and the rumors and this might happen. I'm like, timeout, people. I've seen 10 different versions. People are like, I'm going to tell you right now. Already, I had the schedule early. The Ravens don't play on Thanksgiving. Everybody's like, Ravens, Bills, Thanksgiving night confirmed. Yeah, I'm like, where?
That's what I heard.
It's not on the schedule. So stop it. So if you got these leaks, stop trying to be the first guy. Now, I don't listen to all that. And people leaking it, you never know what to believe. Now, I believe the source is like, if it comes from the NFL or the Ravens directly. So when the Ravens came out with their first two games, and we'll get to that, it came from the Ravens' official Twitter account. I'm like, oh, okay, we have a sneak peek. And then I look on the Ravens app because I got an alert, and then they gave us the first three games. And I'm like, all right. And then, Brandon, I check my email like 20 minutes later, and I get an email from the Ravens that says, Baltimore Ravens 2022 schedule. And I'm like, what's this about? So I open it, and it says, as a loyal PSL owner, we want you to be one of the first to see the Ravens' full 2022 tongue twister season schedule, and here it is. And I got it in its full entirety in the email, preseason and full slate of regular season games. Voila! Like you said, hashtag spoilers. But me being a great season ticket holder for the Ravens, I get early access. So I shared it to the world. I put it on the Call Facebook. I shared it on the Twitter feeds. So enjoy. You had early release and. But we're going to do raw reaction for you going right down the gambit. So I will say this, though, not even getting into the regular season yet, but week two of the preseason, we go to Arizona.
Go to Arizona, see our Hollywood. Old buddy Hollywood.
So it's going to be interesting. Again, it's preseason. They might not even play at all, but that's going to be the talk of the whole game pretty much. That's going to be the story. We know the players don't even really sniff the field to week three. Just to really cover the preseason, the Ravens actually get two of the three preseason games at home. Now remember, because it's an 18 game schedule, it's a 17 game schedule, 18 weeks. Remember last year the Ravens had 9 home games and 8 away, right? This year we have 8, 9 away. Getting into the regular season though, Ravens do open in New York. They open against the Jets on the road. So Sunday at 1, right out of the gate, playing the Jets. You know, we know Joe Flacco's a backup quarterback there.
Revenge game.
You could always say that, revenge game. I've seen everybody's pumped up for that. New York trip, road trip out of the gate, first game, you know, and it's 3 hours up the road at MetLife.
Hey, we did that tailgate before with Jimmy's a couple years ago.
And we had great seats for that. We had really great seats for that. Yeah. I love that. Still had a good time, even though the game pretty much sucked. Call it what it was.
That was a really bad game. History.
And people are reminiscing because they remember the Ravens last time they opened in, well, you say in New York, but against the Jets of all teams. It was it was John Gruden in the booth when he called Ray Lewis the master of disaster when Ray Lewis de-cleated Kellen Williams. Keller. I know his name was Keller. Anyway, he de-cleated the tight end. It was great. And the Ravens, I think, won that game 10-9, if I remember. So anyway, Ravens open on the road against New York Jets. We're going to do this quarter by quarter. So I'm not going to go game by game. And then I'm going to take this quarter by quarter, Brandon. So I'm going to do a 4-game chunk at a time.
Sure.
And then we're going to break it down, talk about it. But this is a pretty interesting 4-game chunk. The Ravens go away, home, alternating. The first 4 games are against the same division, the AFC East. The Ravens knock out the whole AFC East division in weeks 1-4. They go Jets, Dolphins at home. Home openers against the Dolphins, at Patriots, and then the Bills at home. So, and they're all 1 o'clock Bills, so there's no primetime games there yet. First 4 weeks, AFC East, Jets, Dolphins. I feel like the Ravens have their hands full. Wait a minute, Josh. You're going to interrupt me and go, wait a minute. They have the Jets and the Dolphins. They're a handful. But remember, the secondary, I feel like it's going to be tested. I know Mahomes not throwing to him, but Tyreek Hill's now a Dolphin. The right. Ravens secondary is going to be tested early. And then, of course, against week 4 against Josh Allen, the Bills. Patriots, hey, you know, they're a playoff team last year. Patriots and Bills in their own right. So still got Mac Jones coming into his own.
I remember last time they went to New York, it was sloppy. It was rainy. The Patriots beat the Patriots Ravens. Game.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. So, yeah. So let's hope that's not a repeat of history. And oddly enough, remember that game. It stopped raining as soon as the game was over. It's weird. Yeah. It's just that Bill Belichick voodoo. But anyway. AFC East, away home, all 1 o'clock Sunday slates. So nothing really out of the ordinary. What do you think, man? What do you think out of that, out of the gate right there in the first 4 weeks of the season?
Really good games. I think they could definitely go. They could probably split 50-50. I think the Ravens by week 4 are 2-2.
Where are the losses and where are the wins here?
I think you start the season 2-0, and then Patriots, Bills, they're going to be really rough. And I think, those are probably 2 losses right there.
Okay. All right. So you have them at 2-2. It's going to be interesting, especially against the Bills, man. Josh Allen.
Yeah, that's definitely going to be like the one to watch in the first 4 weeks. That one's definitely going to be a must see. All of them are must see, but this one definitely. This is going to get eyeballs that are not just Raven or Bill fans watching that game. Everybody's going to be watching that one.
You know, if we take it right there. That's if you're taking one game to circle out of the 4 games, that's the one. Ravens, Bills. It's 3 days before my birthday. October 5th, my birthday. October 2nd, the game. October 2nd, Sunday at 1. So it's going to be great. Bills there. Going to be a great matchup. But then we get a second home game in a row to start the next 4-game stretch. We go Bengals, Giants, Browns, and then Tampa Bay, the Tom Brady Tampa Bay Buccaneers, as we can call them that. But here's the primetime game. First one out of the gate. We get a home primetime game, Sunday Night Football, against the AFC champion Bengals.
And that's a revenge game. Obviously, we know
they were Super Bowl appearance last year. What's that?
That's a revenge game right there.
Yes, revenge game. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Because the Bengals absolutely dominated the Ravens twice last year.
Oh, and it wasn't even close. Them. Yeah. It wasn't even close. Like, it was kind of like a payback.
Was 41-21, right? Remember,
the Lamar spin move was like 59-10 that game or something like that.
Yeah, and I think it was 41-21 last year for one of the games. So definitely.
And if I recall, you have a little saltiness with that game because remember, you did the parlay and it was the Ravens scored the first touchdown instead of the Bengals killed your parlay. Right. Was that it? Because Mark Andrews, I think, scored. Somebody, they went right down the field and scored. And I'm like, Well, that was awesome, but then it sucked because you hit everything except that.
Yeah.
Because you said you had Bengals for a score touchdown, which I would have said that's a shoe-in, and the Ravens surprised us all going up 7-0, and then that disappeared very, 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 very quickly, as we know.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I like that. So, again, Sunday Night Football, the Ravens' first primetime game, so that was another thing, as the Ravens started last year 8-3, had all the injuries, but then faltered, lost all those crazy games in a row, close games, 8-9 record. Would the Ravens be featured on primetime, especially with a home game? Yes. Ravens are still must-see football. They have Lamar Jackson, who's still an attraction for the league. Love him or hate him. Hey, still dynamic. He's still electric. He's still going to, you know, warrant that primetime slot. And they've rewarded us with the home game. First one there, Sunday Night Football, early October. It's going to be great. Then they go back to New York against the Giants, New York football Giants. Then back home against the Browns. That's a Sunday at 1 o'clock, new primetime game. But here's the interesting slate. I'm actually going to make this a five gamer because our bye weeks after the, because there's, again, four games, Bengals, Giants, Browns, Bucks. But then they play the Saints after that. Then they have a bye week. Their bye week's in week 10. So I'm going to cover this in five games, if I may. So not only do they go Bengals home, away Giants, then back home against the Cleveland Browns. Deshaun Watson comes in town. That's going to be a unique matchup. That's probably won the circle, I guess. But the premier won the circle. Second primetime game, Buccaneers, Thursday Night Football down in Tampa, Tom Brady, October 27th. There it is. Could be your last time to see him play against the Ravens ever, because I feel like if this is not the this year, it might be next year, but I don't think the Ravens play him. So this is it. This was the one I told when he came back. It was like that was the one to circle for a road trip. They go to Tampa, Florida, the end of October. And then here's another one. Ravens followed up with their third primetime game. This is a unique part of the schedule, and I can't wait to break this down with you, man. So, and this is a back-to-back NFC South opponent. They go away at Bucks, then they're away at Saints, but listen to this. They play Thursday night against the Bucks. They don't play again until the following Monday Night Football against the Saints. So they got a long layoff. Now, again, remember the mini bye week from Thursday. They're not playing that Sunday. Then they're going on the road again, but it's a Monday. So they get that long stretch. So it's weird. It's like kind of a mini bye week because at that point, Thursday to Monday, you know, that's a good layoff, right? Almost 2 full weeks. And then they got a bye week right after that. And then we'll cover that as well. So given that stretch, start, and there's our primetime games right there. Not to spoil it for you for the red, but right as of right now, I'm looking down the schedule. The Ravens have three primetime games, Sunday, Monday, Thursday. They're all covered in that stretch right there in the five games, starting with the Bengals, ending with the Saints, Bucks in there too. With that stretch, two division games, two with the NFC South. We have the other New York team thrown in there. Three out of five are on the road there. What do you think, bro? What do you think with the primetime and the division in there?
I think it's a little, I mean, it's kind of crazy that the primetime games are all being done in the pretty much the month of October, early November. That's kind of crazy right there.
See, it's my birthday month. They know.
Yeah.
Except November 7th when they play on Monday football, but still. Same
day. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know why Ravens Saints is a Monday night game. It doesn't really seem like that's like a high priority game for people to tune in for. So I don't understand that one. But I mean, Brady against the Ravens, that's going to be good. I mean, Tom Brady, you know, he's had such a relationship with Ed Reed. It's kind of poetic that his potentially his last season is going to be against the rookie Kyle Hamilton that the Ravens drafted, who a lot of people compared to Ed Reed early on in his career. So that's kind of interesting right there. So I like being able to see that they're going to have that primetime game. It's in Tampa. I don't know if the Ravens can get Ed Reed on the field in Tampa, but that would be kind of fun if they could pull that off.
Brady's nemesis. But you remember last time that Lamar played Tom Brady, beat him head-to-head.
Right.
They beat the Patriots here soundly. Remember the interaction with Brady and Lamar? You know, it was great. You know, and Brady had high praise for Lamar at that point. What's going to be intriguing here with the, not only with the primetime these opponents, but who do we get back supposedly at some point in October? That's what they're saying. Our draft pick, David Ojabo.
That's true. Yes.
So we could certainly have him definitely for that run with the Buccaneers game there too. So get to see Bengals is going to be a tough Sunday night at home. Ravens could get that home field advantage, home cooking. It's Sunday night here. We want to get revenge on them. We want to show them that we're the Kings of the North and not, you know, we want to dethrone them. Obviously, they're the Kings of the North and the AFC right now. So defending AFC champion, Super Bowl representative. And young talent, you know, and the Ravens secondary is going to get tested again. You got Ja'Marr Chase, you got T. Higgins, Joe Burrow. Can't wait to see that matchup there. Giants, you know, you can certainly call that a W at that point, right? You know, the Giants are, you know, who they are and what they are, a dismal team right now on the mend, they're rebuilding. Browns game with Deshaun Watson's first look, and that's a home game for us. So our first look at the new look Browns, especially with under center, no more Baker. We thought about when the Ravens had that infamous battle in 2018 with Baker and Lamar under center. We were like, these two guys are going to be at it for a while in the NFC or AFC North, and then not meant to be now. So, and as we record this, Baker Mayfield's still searching for a new team. He's out there still, so which is surprising for one, but I don't know. But right now, as it slates, he has no team, and Deshaun Watson's on the Bills, we know, and then you got Bucks and then Saints. James Winston is under center at that point. I don't know, man. I can see it going. I can see him going 3-2, but then I can see it going 2-3. So that's going to be an important stretch run before the bye week. Two primetime games with a little mini bye week in between with the long layoff, man. It's going to be a little tough. I can see the Browns is a question mark at this point because you just – Deshaun Watson hasn't played in a while. New team.
And we still don't know if he will play either. The NFL, he hasn't been found guilty of anything in court, the NFL still could take their own action against him. So he may not play in week 7. We don't know.
So that's up in the air. Call it what it is. Buccaneers could easily be an L. It's Tom Brady. I'd like to see him beat him, but it's tough. Saints on Monday night, it's always hard to play at the Dome down in Louisiana. But, you know, hey, we'll see what they make up. It's a long ways away. It's midpoint of the season, early November. And then the bye week. Ravens get – usually it's right in the middle of the schedule. So if you look at it, how the schedule stacks out, we play 4, then 5. We have played 9 out of – so we have 8. So I feel like the bye week's right in the middle, right?
It's a little bit later than it normally is. Normally it's Halloween week is when we have off, but it's a week or so later.
But yeah, but given that imbalance of the oddball schedule of 9-8, you know, it's we play 9 games, have a bye week, and then play 8. So really, if you look at it from a schedule standpoint, not date-wise, I feel like it's right in the middle. Because usually the Ravens have that bye week right in the middle schedule. So I'm happy with that. You know, mid-November bye week, and then they reconvene for the third straight NFC East matchup, or NFC East matchup, NFC South, I do apologize. The Panthers come here. Last time the Panthers came here, Steve Smith was playing with the team. It was the blood and guts game. That was awesome. So, again, it's crazy how the schedule stacks up. They play 4 games straight to start the season with the AFC East, then play 2 division games with the back end of that slate pre-bye week against the NFC South, and then they start again with the Panthers post-bye week with a home game against the Carolina Panthers. So then you go to Jacksonville, go back down to Florida, North Florida, to site the Jaguars under leadership of Doug Peterson. See what they bring.
The all-elite Jags.
The all-elite Jags. We got a chance to see Mr. Khan up here in Baltimore for AEW. It was great, man. Great time with you, man. It was great. Now here's where the schedule gets quite interesting, and I can't wait for this. So Panthers, Jags, you know, home away. Then they come back home. You can see a pattern here, the whole home away kind of deal. There's a couple of repeats, but again, home away pattern. They come back home for a early December game against the new look Denver Broncos with Russell Wilson under center. So that's going to be another one to circle there. Then to break down this last game of the 4 games here, the chunk here, we go the first one against our mighty rival. We go to Pittsburgh for a 1 o'clock game mid-December against the Steelers. So Panthers, Jags, Broncos, Steelers, home away. What do you think there, my friend?
I think this is definitely a good chunk for that November, December time period for the Ravens. Usually this is when some guys are a little bit beat up. I can see the Ravens going 4-0 in that stretch right here. I'm a little bummed, not going to lie. No Thanksgiving night day game at all for the Ravens this year.
And it was teased so heavily.
No holiday games for the Ravens. Little spoiler there for Christmas as well, but no Christmas game, nothing like that, but no holidays. That's a bummer. Everyone was saying, too, that it was going to be Ravens Saints on Halloween. That didn't happen, but no Thanksgiving game. We normally will play Monday night Thanksgiving week, so we have to wait all the way till Monday night. This is at least against the Jags. It's Sunday. It's 1 o'clock, so you can still have, like, your leftover turkey sandwich for lunch while you're watching the Jags get a little beat up by the all elite Ravens. So I think the Ravens could go 4-0. This is a nice stretch here where you're coming off a bye week. You can get healthy, and these games shouldn't be, except for, of course, the Steelers. Steelers always bring it against the Ravens, but these games shouldn't be as in the trenches type of games that they have been in the past. Russell Wilson and the Broncos, it's still very unclear of how that partnership is going to work out, but you can tell with these schedules, the NFL loves Russell Wilson on the Broncos because they've teased so many games with the Broncos and Russell Wilson. They have given him a lot of primetime games with his new team. So this is a big deal.
The pond against the Jaguars, who obviously we play back to back. So those two teams are featured at Wembley. Yeah, so you're right. It's Russell Wilson heavy with the NFL there, and then obviously the Steelers. So you can easily see the Ravens beating the Panthers and Jaguars, but then taking an L's against the Broncos and Steelers very easily, especially in Pittsburgh. But we don't know what that Pittsburgh team's like because this is the first look post Big Ben. Yeah. So hold the presses there.
I think this stretch right here could easily
Kenny Pickett time. Kenny Pickett time.
It could be 4-0 Ravens. It really could with these four teams because these
hard to do. The Broncos is at home too, like you're alluding to. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but a lot of these teams we don't know what to expect for them yet. So it could be 4-0. It could be 2-2 at the stretch. But I can see the Ravens being able to get away with four straight wins after the bye week.
Absolutely, man. And wrapping up the schedule for the final four games, we play two AFC North games on the road. We go at Browns following the Steelers in the following the week before Christmas. Then Christmas Eve, Saturday. Ravens run the bill on Saturday, Christmas Eve. Remember, the NFL is not really doing their slate of games on Sunday, which is Christmas Day. They do have a few. I think it was like one or two games. I know the Broncos are featured on Christmas Day. I think they're the only – I don't know if it was two games or one. We'll get to that later.
It's three games. It's a triple header this year.
Oh, wow. Yeah. It's just like Thanksgiving. Okay, so doing triple header. So, but the Ravens are playing Saturday, Christmas Eve, so remember that. But it's an early one. It's a 1 o'clock game on that Saturday. So – for all everybody getting together with their families, you can get it out of the way early afternoon and not miss a you go to church service. You got Christmas Eve dinners, Christmas Eve night. It's not a primetime game for everybody. So, again, they do kind of play on a semi-holiday. Christmas Eve is kind of the holiday there. They play on that Saturday against the Falcons, and they're at home. So it is a home game for all those on a Christmas Eve. So look out for that for all your arrangement and your schedule. So new-look Falcons. You know, they have, I believe, Marcus Mariota is their quarterback, if I'm not mistaken, right? If I think my memory serves correctly, it's no longer the Matt Ryan-led Falcons under offense. He is now a Colt. So it's going to be interesting. So new look Falcons. So we're seeing familiar teams, obviously, but, you know, definitely new looks around in that. And obviously they're without Calvin Ridley, and they got some new place. They got this director receiver. They got Kyle Pitts coming into his own. So it's going to be an interesting matchup, but you got a Christmas Eve game there. Then New Year's Day for the second year in a row. Steelers, final home game, New Year's Day. Starting the new year off right in 2023. How about a Steelers L?
New year, same team.
Yes, new year, same foe, last home game. And then we're blessed again with, and I told my boys in the group chat, for the 100th time, it seems like, we go end the season on the road in Cincinnati. Weird. Yeah. Weird. As soon as I looked at the bottom, I saw that. I'm like, really? How? That's like original. So covering it, three out of four games against AFC North opponents, throwing the Falcons on Christmas Eve there, Browns, Falcons, Steelers, Bengals, away, home, home, away. So got two in a row on the road, got two in a row at home near the end of the year. You know, the final two home games are in, you know, the holiday season. Christmas Eve, New Year's Day, final two home games, Falcons, Steelers, Sunday, Saturday deal. But here's the interesting part, and I looked at the schedule, and if you look at it, again, I don't know which schedule you're looking at. I'm looking for the official one that the Ravens emailed me. The Browns game in week 15 and the Bengals game in week 18, it says two dates and it says time to be determined. So I don't know what's going on with that.
I'm guessing those are games that potentially could be flexed.
Because it says Sunday, December 17-18. But I'm like, how does it say Sunday when 17 and 18 are two different days, which is weird. And it says time to be determined on both of those games. So the Browns and Bengals games at the end of the year in that final four-week stretch are to be determined. So more to come on that. So obviously when we know and everybody knows, we'll get a chance to chat about it maybe on the show or on the social media airwaves. You know, we'll talk about it. But don't know when those games are, but call it what it is. Three out of four divisional games. Again, second look at Deshaun Watson. Again, we don't know. Steelers with their regime, rookie quarterback, Falcons, new look under offense. And that's late in the year. But again, if we're going to talk divisional race, man, what better way to end three out of four against the division? Actually, if you think about it, if you throw the Steelers in there week 14, they end Steelers, Browns, Falcons, Steelers, Bengals. So four half-year division games are right there.
Yeah.
Or most of them are. You know, they play six, and four out of six are at the end of the year, you know, in that whole December football that stretch run. So interesting take there, my friend. What do you think?
Yeah, this one's going to be, of course, AFC North, they're always hard-hitting. I could see them going 3-1. I could also see them going maybe 2-2 because normally we split with the Steelers. The Bengals are a different animal. That last game, who's going to be sitting their players? You know, who's going to be sitting the starters that week? Is it going to be both teams? Is it going to be one team? I don't know. We'll see. If you look at the Sunday night football schedule, week 18, it says to be determined. You know, there's potential that that Ravens-Bengals game on that Sunday could be a Sunday night game, January 7th or 8th.
Maybe it could be a divisional game or come down to the wire, who knows, or maybe they want to feature Burrow and Lamar. I don't know.
Yeah.
Hard to say what their method is, but
that could be under the lights.
I wonder, I don't want to really do this, but I wonder if you go on like the Bengals schedule, it's probably the same thing, but I wonder if other schedules are like that or if it's just the Ravens and maybe their opponent that week. I don't know. But I'm going to be curious to find out that.
Yeah, look at this. Monday Night Football, January 7th, says the same thing. To be determined doubleheader. So, I mean, that's even...
I think they're keeping... Their NFL's keeping their options open, which is awesome, and they can do that. They have the authority to do that, right? So...
Yeah. But what is, overall, I think this schedule... I'm going to be honest. I think... I mean, it's going to be a fun schedule. I don't think that the Ravens have any, like, really long stretches where they're going to be, you know, tested every single week, and it's not going to be a long stretch of like them being able to put their feet up or anything like that. I think this is a pretty good schedule. I'm a little bummed that there's no holiday games. I'm a little bummed there's no international games. We do get through prime time. I know, but it's Christmas Eve. Like, I got stuff to deliver. I got places to go. Like, give me Christmas Day where I'm in like a turkey coma. I've got like my new Ravens robe on or whatever.
All
I got
Ravens and NFL didn't make Brandon happy. Oh no, yeah. You're the Grinch.
All right, so we do have January 1st. So like again, you can sit there and watch the Ravens Steelers on New Year's Day. So that's fine. But like, there's like this. It almost feels like the Ravens are somewhat forgotten. Like they're not like the must see TV like they were even last year, where they put us at home in so many primetime games. You know, I feel like maybe the Ravens are kind of being looked over at this point, which, hey, cool. If we can go under the radar, I like that even better. That usually that helps us out in the long run in the postseason. But right now, yeah. I don't think the NFL is looking at the Ravens as a team that people should be paying attention to. I think they're wrong.
I say this in all jokingly, you know, obviously with. But who would want to look at the Ravens when they don't have a quarterback who can throw, right? Oh, yeah. But anyway, yeah. But the Ravens are, you know, we know. They got a lot of talent. You know, they just killed it in the draft. You know, we're excited around here, right? But still, they're showcasing three primetime games, you know, in about a slate of three or four games there. So in two in a row, Thursday and Monday night, respectively. And we know the Thursday and Mondays do not move. So even with the early slate on week five, the Bills and the Ravens and Sunday football, that's not really going to get moved. It's when the Ravens have the late Sunday night football games that can get flexed out and then they suck and their opponent sucks and then they get moved out or move from a 4 o'clock game to a 1 p.m. or whatever, or they move from a Sunday night to a 1 or somehow they get moved. So I actually like it. So speaking of that, everybody loves the primetime games, and as we fans, I know a lot of my friends at least complain. It's like, you go to games, like, oh, get home late, and I got to take off. I know it's a drag, right? Blah, blah, blah. Don't want to go? Sell your tickets to people who want to go, and that's enough said. But how about we break down getting into the primetime schedule? You ready for it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Are you ready for it? It's getting away from the Ravens schedule as we have it. NFL kicks off with the Super Bowl champion L.A. Rams. Bills are on the docket. First game of the year is Bills-Rams in L.A. Pretty interesting matchup. They chose the Bills for that game. And a lot of pundits were saying that should have been last year's Super Bowl matchup. Who knows?
Yeah, right. Yep.
Could be this year's Super Bowl matchup. Don't know. I think it's a great game to start the NFL season. Rams-Bills on the kickoff game. Week one. This is unique because you remember this was 2 years ago, the kickoff game. Buccaneers and Cowboys are on Sunday Night Football in week one. Remember, they were the kickoff game when the Bucs won the Super Bowl and then the following year they kicked off 2021 season. That was the game. Remember, it was Tampa Bay and the Cowboys, and Tampa Bay beat them. So for the second year in a row, these two teams open on primetime, but it's in Dallas. Sunday Night Football, first matchup of the year. It's Dallas and Tampa Bay. Good one. Can't wait for that one. Week two, great rivalry. Green Bay and Chicago at Lambeau Field.
The Aaron Rodgers owned Chicago Bears.
He owns them, and that's going to be great. I love that. Yeah, that was classic. And he's back. Devonta Adams-less Green Bay Packers is going to be a new look for them. Can't wait to see what they look like for receiving. Week three, Sunday Night Football, Broncos-Niners. There's your first one of your first Sunday Night Football looks at the new look Broncos with Russell Wilson. There you go. He's playing a former divisional opponent from his 10 years in Seattle as the NFC West. So AFC West meets NFC West. There you go. Week four, just before the Ravens, week five matchup as we know it against the divisional Ravens and Bengals bout. Week four, probably one of the primetime games must see. Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Tom Brady in Tampa. There you go, week four. It's going to be a doozy.
That's going to be a must-see.
Yes, sir. And then Ravens-Bengals must-see. Divisional opponent, week five Sunday football. Week six is followed up with another divisional opponent, right up I-95. Philly's going to host week six Sunday night football. Dallas comes to town. It's the Eagles and Cowboys. NFC East matchup in week six. Week seven, new-look Dolphins against the Steelers in Miami for Sunday night football. Week eight, Green Bay's featured again. Bills and Packers. Another good one. I can't wait to watch that duel. Another good one here. Week nine, Chiefs Titans. Sunday Night Football continuing. Week 10, Chargers and Niners. Could be a good one. Niners again.
It's the second Niners game in prime time.
Yeah, and that's their only other one because at least for the Sunday night, I haven't got to the other schedules yet. But week 11, AFC North matchup. Sunday Night Football, Bengals. And Steelers are locking horns there. Thanksgiving night, Patriots and Vikings.
That's an odd one for Thanksgiving, but yeah, okay.
In Minnesota, of all places. Week 12, right. Eagles, Packers. Packers are at it again for the third time installment. Wow. So there you go. They're featured a lot. Week 13, it's the Cowboys and Indy. So you got Cowboys and horses. Pretty good thing. Call what it is. But Matt Ryan's featured. New look Indy against the Cowboys. Week 14. Circle this one. AFC West matchup. Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. Russell Wilson and the Broncos in Denver. Week 14 of NFL. That's going to be a good one. And it's late in the year. So you know with his division race, he's heating up.
It's week 15. On the line there.
Yes. Can't wait for that one. Week 15. Raiders, new look Raiders with Devonta Adams in Las Vegas against the Patriots. Week 15, Raiders, Patriots.
Good one.
Christmas Day, Patriots. No, sorry. Because I look at the Patriots, and then right after that, it's Tampa Bay. Obviously, Tom Brady. Bucks and the Cardinals on Christmas Day.
Hollywood Brown. He's going to be fighting for his new bird on Christmas morning.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then following it up, week 17. This is going to be going the Battle of L.A., Rams and Chargers, and the Chargers of the home team. So going to be awesome for that one. And then it says week 18 to be determined, as we talked about. So that last game is going to be obviously featured for the, I guess, like the big primetime game is going to settle everything. So there is your Sunday night football schedule for 2022. Are you ready for some football Monday night? How about the Monday night schedule? First one out of the gate, bro. First one out of the gate's awesome. I'm saving Thursday for last because it's special.
Okay.
I'm going to, I could have went Thursday, Sunday, Monday, but there's a reason why I say Thursday. So how about it? First Monday night football game of the year in Seattle, Broncos and Seahawks. Is that so awesome or what? Get it right out of the gate. Get it right
Russell
out of the
Wilson
way.
Against his old team.
I mean, could they just pick an easier matchup for that? Like, let's just get it right out of the way, right? Like you said, they love the Broncos. They're featured. And to be honest with you, we already told you, I think they were on a couple Sunday nighters. They're already, that was one. They have two more Monday night games that we're going to go through. So the Broncos are featured a lot.
Wow.
So just get a new quarterback and look what happens. You suck all those years from Peyton Manning winning the Super Bowl. You get a, you get a Russell Wilson, and look, you're glorified. So that's all it takes to get noticed. But following up week two, Titans and Bills on September 19th. Now, here's a unique thing NFL is doing in week two. They're doing a doubleheader. Featured in week two, it's Titans-Bills, and then right after that, it is a presentation of Eagles and Vikings.
Yeah, and that says apparently it's on ABC exclusively, that game.
That's right. Weird. So again, so TV contracts and all that and what they're trying to do. Pretty cool. Interesting how they're doing that. Week three, they got the NFC East matchup. Giants and Cowboys, always a good one.
Yeah.
Then following it up with Niners and Rams. So that's a divisional matchup there. Following up, this is three straight divisional matchup for there's a stretch here Monday Night Football where we're getting blessed with four division matchups in a row. We just covered the NFC East, Giants, Cowboys, Niners, Rams. Now it's Chiefs, Raiders winning Monday Night Football in Arrowhead. So that's going to be good. Then the final one, another divisional matchup, Chargers and Broncos on the 17th of October, Monday Night Football. Great one. Patriots, Bears following that up. And then here we go again. Even it's an international game. It's because it's ESPN's presentation, Monday Night Football. The London game. Jaguars and Broncos, there's their other one. So that's the international London game. It's on ESPN Plus, it says. Halloween night, AFC North in Cleveland. It's the Browns and Bengals. The Battle of Ohio. That's a scary game. And it's orange. I mean, isn't that fitting? It's both orange teams, both Ohio teams. Halloween night. Really? I mean, that's just, come on. Marketing in that is genius. Dan, here's our matchup. Monday Night Football and our lone one. It's Ravens and Saints on starting in November. NFC East following that. Commanders, got to get used to saying that. The Commanders, which we do play in preseason game number three this year. We played, I know I covered it earlier, we played the Titans, Cardinals, and Commanders for the preseason. Titans and Commanders are at home. Cardinals are away, I believe. So, and then the another international game, but this one's in Mexico City. Cardinals and Niners. And then it's Indy and Pittsburgh. Then the NFC South, Tampa Bay Buccaneers against the Saints, and that's highly, highly anticipated because even though Tom Brady beat the Saints in his own time, his own one and only victory in the postseason on his route to his Super Bowl VII Super Bowl title, he's 0-4 against them in the regular season. Saints figured him out, so it's going to be interesting to see if that's another game they figure him out in. Then you got Cardinals and Patriots in Arizona, so we're going to get a look at, obviously, the new look, Kyler Murray and Hollywood Brown connection there, primetime game. Packers and Rams.
That's a good
Monday
one.
Night game. That's the week before Christmas. And then the Monday following Christmas Day, Indy and Chargers. And then the last one is Bills against the Bengals
another
in Cincinnati.
Good one.
Another good one. That's January 2nd, starting off the ending of the year. And then again, they're leaving that, they're saying that January 7th, week 18 is going to be a two-to-be-determined doubleheader. So that's the whole – that last week of the NFL, it's probably going to be that wild card hodgepodge. Like, who knows what's going to happen, but that's as they get the schedule laid out and see what goes on there. There is your Monday Night Football schedule. Now, the reason why I wanted to save Thursday for last, right, because it's different this year, and I want to cover that and get your thoughts on this. The NFL has gone streaming. And now what I mean by that is, and there's different people in the booth as well. before we get to that, remember, we don't have Troy Aikman and Joe Buck on Fox anymore. They're in the Monday Night booth. But, and if you remember the mega deal that Tom Brady got prior to this year and the schedule getting released, 10 years, $300 million to be an analyst with Fox Sports when he retires. So Tom is set. He's probably, as you already said, he's going to make more in his announcing career than he did his whole career in the NFL combined.
That's crazy. For 20-something
plus years. I guess it pays to be an analyst, right, instead of playing. Weird. But, yeah, the Thursday Night Football schedule only on Prime Video. So if you are an Amazon Prime member, just as myself, you're one of the lucky ducks that don't have to do anything. But if you're not, obviously you're going to complain, rightfully so. But this is the NFL and the way it's going. Thursday Night Football on Prime streaming 2022. What do you think? It's a huge announcement for the NFL and huge for Amazon. I mean, those two juggernauts. But we see, man.
I've always said with the streaming wars and how everything's going right now, whoever gets the NFL is going to win the streaming wars, whether that be Prime Video or YouTube TV or Sling or whatever. But Prime is definitely making a run for it. They've been showing Thursday night games on Prime for the last couple of years, but it was also on broadcast TV or on the NFL network. But right. They bought the exclusive rights and they're doing it right. I don't know if everyone here watches Good Morning Football, but Kay Adams is going from Good Morning Football.
We're gonna miss you. She liked both of our tweets today. That was great.
She did, yeah. Everybody's tweeting her because everyone's gonna miss Kay, but she's going to the pre-show for Prime Video on Thursday night. So
she's not going far. Still in
not
football.
Going far. Yeah, still doing that. But Amazon's got some pretty great games for their Thursday night lineup.
And the Ravens Bucks are one of them.
That's right.
So if Ravens fans are making the trip as I'm eyeing up that game, maybe I'll see Kay on location. Maybe we'll bring her some Jimmies.
There you go. Hey, that's definitely – just hold the Jimmies up and be like, I want a picture. You get a crab
she
cake.
She had their sweatshirt on the other morning. So, and Jimmies always catches that, their tweets and all that. But Thursday Night Football, technically it's prime. It's so fitting. Prime Video, prime time, Thursday Night Football. I see how they did that. But here we go. The first game, first streaming game, Chargers-Chiefs. Could it be another great matchup for us? Then it's another divisional matchup, Browns and Steelers from Cleveland, Ohio. It's going to be a good one. Bengals and Dolphins could be another good matchup. Broncos, Colts, Matt Ryan, Russell Wilson, new teams. I like that feature. I like that feature very much. Then you got the Bears and the Commanders. Then it's the Cardinals and Saints. Good one. Then you got our Buccaneers and Ravens matchup. Can't wait for that one, man. Yep. Can't wait. Texans-Eagles following that up.
Is this the first time we're bringing up the Texans?
Yeah, you just said that. You just stopped me. I'm like, wait a minute. They're the first time that they're featured. That's weird. And it's a home game for them against the Eagles. Weird.
Wow.
Wow. They get a home Monday Night Football game out of nowhere.
No love for the Texans. I mean, they're not – They haven't really made a lot of noise the last couple of years, but wow.
The Jaguars are on a few of them, but just weird. Yeah. But, I'm a little bit tripped up. I was like, Texans and Eagles, and I just said it. I'm like, wait a minute, I seen their logo, and I'm like, wow. Then you got another divisional matchup, Panthers and Falcons. Then you have week 11 of Thursday Night Football kicking off. Packers and Titans could be a good one. Patriots and Bills.
Oh, nice.
They locked horns three times last year in the playoffs for the third time, and Bills beat them. And we know how that game went down. And week 14 is going to be a juicy one. L.A., Las Vegas. Rams, Super Bowl champions. Las Vegas comes to town. That's going to be a nice one. Seahawks and Niners to cap off, or to start off, I should say, week 15, because it's Thursday Night Football. Week 16. The Jets and the Jaguars.
All right, is that just a game to see who's going to pick the first in the draft or something? Like week 16 and you're up against Jags and the Jets? Are you going for lowest rated game of the year? Why is that in prime time?
You know we're going to watch it. You know we're going to – or at least I am because probably fantasy football or something and because it's Owen. But the final game on Thursday Night Football streaming on Prime Video, Titans and Cowboys. So – pretty interesting slate of games to cover them all. I know is a lot for all those who can't keep up with the fast pacedness of covering it, but there it is. But they're all out there. ESPN has their tweets. Sunday Football official Twitter account and Prime Video official Twitter account has the schedules up. encourage you to look for them. Brandon was kind enough to send those to me for the show, so thank you, my dude. Got the Ravens schedule out there. So
I gotta say fun. Real quick, the Ravens schedule, you look at that graphic, I really dig the graphic work that the Ravens are doing. It's got the like the Maryland flag in the background. That's a good looking graphic. I like this. Yeah,
I didn't really look at that. I like what they're doing. I can't wait to see if more comes out for that for the branding this year. But I'm excited, man, and I was excited to get the email. I'm like, literally, it was a few minutes before 7 o'clock, and I'm scrolling through my emails and I get an alert, and I was like, Ravens. I'm like, schedule? Sure. I'll get a spoiler alert, and I sent it to a few of my friends in the group chat already. I was lighting them up, like, how'd you get it? I'm like, secrets, man. I got my sources. But Ravens emailed it to me, perk of the deal. I can't wait, man. Ravens got some love primetime games. They start off, you know, with a good one. You know, everybody's getting excited with the Bills or the Jets and the Dolphins. Everybody's like, hey, we could be 2-0 out of the gate. You know, it's the Jets. I mean, hey, got to line up, play football, you know, knock on wood, everybody stays healthy. But you can really look at it as on paper. I mean, the Giants are on the bill. The Ravens actually have one of the weakest strength of schedules, or the easiest, I should say. Their combined winning percentage of their opponents from last season are all under 500. I think it was like 0.471, if I remember looking at it. They're like right in the middle, the low end of the pack. So for the almost – they're on the scale of – from the hardest strength of schedule to the easiest, they're on the lower end, closer to the easiest strength of schedule, if that makes sense for you, if you're looking at the list. So, again, you know, they play both New York teams, didn't make the playoffs. They've been dismal the last few years. I can't wait to see what the Ravens look like. You know, going through OTAs here later this month, you know, staying healthy through June, July training camps here. I mean, dude, we're 2 months away from this ramping up, man. I mean, you look, we're already halfway through May. OTAs again, the end of the month. June is a lull month. July, we'll be here for you know it. And training camp starts towards the end of July, and then we're playing preseason in August, man. So all steam ahead. Don't want to wish the summer away. It's just us beginning. But, dude, you blink, and it's going to be preseason football before you know it, man. We'll be back at it, man. So I can't wait, man. I'm actually I'm okay with the schedule. You know, it's hard to say pleased. Because, again, you know, I don't think there's, like, I think schedules of recent memory have been tougher, you know, with, like, traveling and all that. And the Ravens, they don't really travel much. I think their farthest game I think they travel is to New Orleans, if I'm not mistaken, or maybe even up north against the Patriots. So they don't really, like, they don't travel all the way to West Coast and they're playing these weird games. Like, they don't travel far. So from a standpoint, they don't really leave the central time zone, if that looks correct.
Right, because Denver's here, right?
Denver's here, yes.
So the farthest they go is for the preseason against Arizona.
That's true. Yeah, I didn't even think about that. This kind of the preseason, you're right. So, and you can really don't even count that because it's preseason, it's week two preseason of that. So, yeah, Ravens feel like they got it pretty good. Don't leave the next time zone over, and they go to New Orleans on Monday night on a long layover after a Thursday night in Tampa. So, can't really complain from a traveling standpoint, and with the games being mostly at 1 o'clock right now with the schedule, they're not playing at these weird times. They're not getting like screwed like a Sunday night game at home, and then they got to go on the road on a Thursday. Like they're alone Thursday night game, and then they get blessed with a Monday night game, the longest layoff you can, and then they got a bye week right after that. So I feel like from a travel and a schedule favorability standpoint, I'm actually really in love with that. Because it's not overly gruesome or grinding to me. It doesn't seem like it at all. Even with like the back-to-back road games that they have, it's not like they got to travel far anyway. And with the and back-to-back home games always help. But like the one schedule we had like four. Remember, like I think it was like last year, if I'm not mistaken, they had like four home games in a row with a bye week thrown in there. They were at home for like over a whole month. Now here it's like a little bit of mix, but I feel like it's a favorable schedule with that being said. What do you think?
Yeah, like I was saying throughout the show, like I'm bummed that there's no holiday games. I'm bummed that there's no international games. But in the long run, for the health of this team and for the longevity of the season, it's probably a good thing we don't have all those bells and whistles. You know, like I said, we're a little bit under the radar. If we don't have that spotlight on us and we don't have all these big expectations, I think that it's going to help this team's mentally. I think it's going to help us stay healthy. I think all of that's good things to have. Make sure that the Ravens don't end at the regular season, that they get to go to the postseason. They get to have some January football. They get to have some fun in the postseason. So
yeah, last year just left a bad taste in all of our mouth, man. I mean, 8-3 at one point with all those injuries and You thought they were going to do it. They had all those close games. Could have pulled them out. The woulda, shoulda, couldas with the two-pointers and the did they go for it, did they not, shouldn't they have not, and the, you know, stopping the teams at the last drive, and they almost did it, man. And, you know, you have to hold on to the hope of that, and we'll see what this year brings. But we're all excited from the draft. You know, the reaction to that was awesome. You know, people are excited right now, you know, and then with the health of the team, everybody getting back. Gus Edwards, they just signed Mike Davis, journeyman from the Atlanta Falcons, so running back. So the running back room is deeper. We're going to monitor this. There are a lot of rumors swirling around with Jarvis Landry's name linked to Baltimore. Don't know. I hear rumors and I see stuff online that, oh, they're working close on a deal. Then I see it's not confirmed. So who knows? But, you know, we talked about the concern of the Ravens and the state of their offense with the receiving core, but the Ravens, they lead the league in rushing since 2018, and it's not even close. I think the Titans are number two. I think the Ravens have like 11,000 yards as a rush, as a team total. And I think the next closest is King Henry down there with leading the way. The Titans at like 9,000-something as a team. So it's no secret that the Ravens are run-first offense, especially under Greg Roman and what they built here with Lamar and the gang and J.K. Dobbins and Gus Edwards, and they added Mike Davis to the mix. So and then they got Tyler Batty in the draft. So it's not a mistake. We're run-first, and I can't wait to see what happens this summer. And with OTAs, everybody stays healthy. Let's hopefully our strength conditioning's better. But yeah, with the schedule and all that, I'm ready to get going. I'm ready to maybe start planning some trips here. My goal is to maybe work it out and I can get to Tampa, Florida somehow. I would love to go to that game. If I'm going to and it's easy to get up to New York for the first game of the year, that's an easy trip. Take a bus trip. I'm sure Jimmy's of course going to throw some together, especially for the Giants game later in the next month. And, that's going to be an easy game to get to right out of the gate. You know, first game of the year against New York. Tickets, of course, might be cheap, right? And get to see the Ravens in action on the road to start the season, and everybody's going to be chomping the bit. So, and it's going to be a celebration. It's the anniversary of the unfortunate tragedy of the attacks of September 11th. They play on that date. It's New York. It's going to be emotional. It's going to be special, and I can't wait to get it going, man. And last word I'll say is I don't want to lose the summer away, but Ravens season's it's going. We already got the draft over and done with, and schedule's out. Popping, you know, whole NFL schedules out, have at it. So we're moving forward.
That's right. So, Josh, have we covered everything for this episode of The Call?
Quote the Raven, nevermore.
All right, guys. Well, if you want to continue the conversation with Josh or I, you can tell us which game you're most excited for this upcoming season. You can tweet to me at Brando Cash. Josh, where can people tweet to you at?
Of course, at Italian GQ52.
Now go over to our Facebook page, facebook.com/thecallpodcast. Like us over there. Whenever a new show comes out, you'll be the first to know. And even though Facebook has taken away your ability to listen to our show through the RSS feed on that app, I'm still going to be uploading the show as a video on the Facebook page so you can listen to our show over there as well. Now, we do the show for free. You listen, stream, and download for free on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Facebook, and YouTube. All we ask in return is for you to please spread the word about the show, write us an Apple Podcast review, rate us over on Spotify, and then let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Reddit and Snapchat and Twitch and TikTok, anywhere you're social, on the web, or with your phone. Say, I'm a Baltimore Ravens fan, I listen to The Call, and you should too. So that is pretty much it for the show this week. 298. 298. That's how many episodes we have done this show for. We have just, what? Well, two episodes later, we'll be at number 300. How crazy is that?
So we're trying to do something special for 300, aren't we?
We are trying to do something special. No spoilers here, but we are cooking up something for you guys. So hopefully we'll definitely be having something fun for you guys to listen to in the summer for episode 300. But we'll be back at the end of this month when we discuss OTAs and all the things that happened there. So make sure you stay subscribed to wherever you listen to our podcast. So that's it for the show this week. Josh, take us out the way you always do.
Brandon, man, thank you so very much, and I'm happy you're doing all right, man. I wish you the best, and glad you're being safe, and everybody out there, stay healthy, stay safe, and Can't wait, man. Can't wait till the NFL gets full gear. This is what we all love to do. Love to talk about it. And now, again, got the draft under the belt, as we said. Got the schedule out there. Can't wait to talk to you all about it. I'm certainly excited for, you know, when the schedule comes out, always, you know, planning the trips, you know, getting the plans together, getting obviously with the season tickets in hand, and, you know, getting geared up to go for the games is always great. And can't wait. I just can't wait all around. And I want to celebrate with all you guys, and can't wait to hear your reactions. You know, like I said, on the Facebook page, right when I released the leak with the schedule early, you know, for your viewing pleasure. It's, you know, are you happy with it? Are you sad? Are you mad? Are you frustrated? You know, let us know. You know, we like to interact with you all and, you know, hear what you think. And can't wait to get the OTA started. Can't wait to see what the Ravens do next. And can't wait to see how it all comes together. So with that being said, let's take us out of here. Into the offseason, we continue with the Baltimore Ravens. Let's fly high.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by Brad Lepore and Daniel Kelly from the DBK Studio. For more information, go to brandocash.com.